We are now going to segue directly into our fabulous first keynote, which excites me a lot because I can't wait to hear what Kate has to say this time. And the Joe Tabby has graciously agreed to introduce Kate. And so he's on his way right now, aren't you, Joe? And so again, we are segueing right now into our keynote address. Joseph Tabby will introduce our first keynote speaker, Catherine Hales.
I'm very pleased to be back in Los Angeles and at UCLA for this occasion. The last time I was on this campus was in 1995 at Kate Hales' first summer NEH colloquium on electronic textuality. And I participated in that and had my personal introduction to the field that summer, along with a number of people who have gone on to do significant work in the field, and many of whom are here. I think you can get an idea of the way that Kate Hales works, produces productive networks, just by mentioning some of the names of the people who came out of those seminars. Stephanie Strickland, Ellen Strensky, Jayshree Odin are here today. And Paul Harris, who has done work in cognitive brain cultures and cognitive theory and time, also was at that first seminar. And in later seminars, Rita Raley, Wes Chapman, Dean Grigar, Diana Slattery, Jennifer Lay. The work that Kate produces also produces networks, and networks of many people doing many kinds of different works within a general field. I guess I first came across Kate's work when I read The Cosmic Web back in the early 80s and attended the very early science and literature conferences, which probably had about as many people attending as are attending this conference, maybe a bit less. That conference has institutionalized itself well and is very established over the last 10 or 12 years, perhaps. And I think that when that kind of productivity is also unusual. In the material that Marjorie gave me to look at, I thought I had read everything that Kate Hales had written, but I hadn't read an essay, a piece on the materiality of informatics from 1952, when the when not yet Professor Hales, perhaps, wrote that a certain kind of postmodern subjectivity has emerged. This subjectivity is constituted by the crossing of the materiality of informatics and the immateriality of information. Now, I don't know how many of us would write a sentence like that at the beginning of a career. When one thinks about that certain kind of postmodern subjectivity, how it's filled out over a course of so many books, The Cosmic Web, which looks at action at a distance and models from the new physics of a kind of subjectivity that's is of cosmic proportions. Moving on to Chaos Bound, in which the ideas of complexity and emergence out of a material network begin to inform that certain kind of postmodern subjectivity, and continuing with How We Became Posthuman, Professor Hales' History of Cybernetics, which looks at that postmodern subjectivity, which is no longer postmodern but now posthuman, as a distributed network of cybernetic loops and and part of the material electronic networks that have been produced in the time since that early sentence was written. So I think what we're participating in here today is part of that emergent material network. And I guess the title of Kate Hale's talk today is Coding the Human. So we should hear more about how the human, I don't know if the human means that this is a retraction from the post-human or not, we'll have to find out, but how that takes part in the actual electronic substrates that inform a lot of our human communications. So one other title that I'll mention before I pass the microphone to Professor Hales is there is a forthcoming book coming out from MIT which is titled Literary Writing Machines. It's titled Writing Machines. I haven't seen the book yet. That title seems to be when I heard it, I was surprised that nobody had used it before in a book. This is going to be a short book that is done in collaboration with the designer Ann Burdick, a kind of collaboration that is another instantiation of the materiality of the book itself, showing that is part of the communicative act. And I think this series that MIT has will be is aimed towards a more general audience. And so that's something to look forward to, I think, fairly soon. I will now hear the talk on Coding the Human.